Well, Canadians are voting in what looks to be a very tight, snap election. The Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, has gambled his political future when he called a vote 2 years sooner than was planned in the hope of capitalising on his government's response to the pandemic. But the polls indicate that he finds himself in a very tight race against his nearest rival, Conservative leader Erin O'Toole. Laura McQuillan is a reporter with the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. Laura, welcome to Breakfast.
Hi there, nice to speak with you.
I understand polls close in a couple of hours. Will Justin Trudeau still be Prime Minister of Canada later today?
You know, if I claimed to know that, I would have to have a crystal ball. I'd have to be, you know, really crunching some numbers. And the experts who have been crunching numbers really are admitting they have no idea right now. It is so close between his Liberals and the Conservative Party at this point in time. When Justin Trudeau called the election, he was well out in front in opinion polls, but the fortunes have just changed over the past 5 weeks. So now the Conservatives right there next to him. And it's not necessarily that the Conservatives are taking away Liberal votes, but that other smaller parties are also splitting the vote. It's creating a real headache for the pollsters and for anyone else trying to figure out what the outcome of the election today is going to be.
What about the Conservatives, though? They have seemed to close the gap by moderating themselves. Tell us about the new leader of the Conservatives and the strategy there.
Yeah, so he wasn't the leader at the last election, which was less than 2 years ago. He is a former military man. He's positioned himself as kind of a Canadian everyman, a bit of a everyday dad kind of guy. You know, he is a right-wing leader, but he's playing it pretty straight in terms of centrism. He's come out and said that he is pro-choice, for instance, something that has, you know, drawn a lot of attention, a few eyebrows in his own party. But when it comes to, you know, the policy of this election, I've seen it described as an election about nothing, and you could be forgiven for not really knowing what any of the big policies are when people go to vote. Kind of what's overshadowed all of this, the pandemic, because it's very much still a pandemic in Canada. And one of the big issues that the two main party leaders have been fighting over is whether or not there should be mandatory vaccinations for some workers. That's kind of the level of debate that there's been in this pandemic.
It's, I think, a truism anywhere in the world, or most countries anyway, that any election at the moment, the pandemic is the central issue. That's why Justin Trudeau took the gamble and called this election so early, didn't it? He was hoping to convert goodwill from a successful vaccine rollout into electoral gain. Why hasn't that worked for him?
Yeah, exactly. And on the back of, you know, businesses reopening, the economy recovering as well, lockdowns lifting. So things were looking pretty rosy during the summer. But things have changed in just 5 weeks. You know, Canada now in what's called the fourth wave of the pandemic. You are seeing the spike in cases again across the country. And it's important to note that in Canada, lockdowns are very similar to what you have in Australia, province by province, where you have state by state. So it's not Justin Trudeau who's in charge of locking down any part of the country. And so different premiers have done it differently, for better or for worse. And people in different parts of the country are feeling really fed up with lockdown measures, with the pandemic on the whole. So his fortunes have changed, but it's also partly, you know, Canadians saying, well, we just had an election. It doesn't even feel like it was almost 2 years ago. It feels much more recent than that. It is the midst of a pandemic, and a lot of people scratching their heads and considering it pretty cynical. Potentially, the timing of this. It's intended to shore up votes, turn his minority government into a majority. But you look at the poll trackers here, and it looks like he might end up with the exact same number of seats if he's lucky.
So the exact same number of seats, and that means minority government, yes?
It does, yeah. So it could be a minority once again. I mean, he could lose the whole thing. It just depends, yeah. Really. You know, the only poll.
So
that
the polls show
the
Conservatives are right there and thereabouts. They could win.
That's exactly right. So it does look like, if you look at the projections, the Liberals are more likely to have a minority government, but the Conservatives could very well do it. And the Liberals, it's all going to depend on kingmakers as well. Can they shore up enough support from other parties? So it could really go either way.
Okay. More than, given the unhappiness at a lot of people, by the sounds of it, at this election being called 2 years early, which is very early, what do you think that's going to do to the turnout, and what do you think that might do to the end result? Because I think there's 27 million people eligible to vote, but Canada doesn't have compulsory voting. Do you think it's going to be down on other years, given how cross people are at being called early?
Yeah, that's a really interesting point, because advance voting, which of course has been kind of truncated because this is a 36-day campaign, literally the shortest you can have, advance voting has been huge. People went out, cast their ballots in much larger numbers than we've seen previously. Mail-in ballots, 1.2 million of them, and they will be counted tomorrow. So that could, you know, change things. But already you've got millions and millions of votes cast. It's something like 8 million already, 7 million already cast out of the eligible number of about 27 million. So will it be reflected today? Is it an energized electorate? Do people just want to get it out of the way because they didn't want to line up in a pandemic with fewer polling stations where they've got to, you know, wear a mask and all of that? It's hard to say, but even now, 6:42 p.m., I'm hearing stories of long lines at the polling stations still. So I guess we'll wait and see. We'll see what the turnout is. But people do seem slightly less enthusiastic about it this time around.
All right, Laura, thanks very much.
Happy to do it.
Laura McQuillan, reporter with the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation.